for the first time since they won the AFL championship on this very field 50 years ago, the team is back together again. We are pleased to have with us tonight, tackle Dan Archer. Running back, Pete Banaszak. Running back, Estes Banks. Dwayne Benson, linebacker. Roger Bird, defensive back. Defensive back, Willie Brown. Linebacker, Dan Connors. Running back, Clem Daniels. Quarterback, Cotton Davidson. Mike Eishai, the kicker. Linebacker, Bill Fairband. Linebacker, Bill Lasky. Tight end, Ken Harrock. Guard, Bob Cruz. Quarterback, Daryl LaMonica. Defensive back, Kent McLuhan. Wide receiver, Bill Miller. Gus Otto, linebacker. The center, 00, Jim Otto. Defensive back, Warren Flowers. Tackle, Bob Swias. In addition to the men who stand before us on the field tonight, we remember their teammates who are no longer with us, but who are here in spirit. Please welcome in tonight's host, JT the Brick.
Thank you, Gary. I'm absolutely honored to be here tonight with this group of men. Along with Al Davis, their hard work not only laid the foundation for the organization, but also defined what greatness means. As part of the AFL, which was often perceived as inferior to the NFL, this team helped change the mindset of everyone and level the playing field, which helped lead to a merger of the two leagues. These men helped revolutionize the game, ultimately impacting how it would be played in the future as they introduced many of the concepts and terms used by players, coaches, and fans today. The vertical game, the bump and run, and the strategy of throwing a running backs out of the backfield like the great Clem Daniels. First, a leader on the team, he epitomized the style and the tenacity of the silver and black. Mr. Raider, 00, the great Jim Otto. Jim, what does it mean to know that you were instrumental in leading the first Raider team to the postseason?
It's great. It's just the greatest part of my life. I've been so happy the last couple days being with these guys And we're going to raise hell tonight and beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
In order for the vertical game to be effective, you need a quarterback with strength and accuracy, something that this three-time AFL champion and the 1967 AFL MVP, Darrell the Mad Bomber LaMonica, possessed. Darrell, the offense broke many records and were the first to accomplish so much. What was it like for you guys on this side of the ball? You were able to score so easily.
JT, it was a pleasure for me. We had a great offensive line. Warren Wells and Blitnikoff on the outside. So it made my job easy, but we knew we were going to win. And that was the pride and poise of the Raiders, and that made it special.
What was your greatest memory on this field?
I think my greatest moment was showing our colors. The pride and poise of the Raiders, this team, and our Raider fans who we represented.
The defense, known for its fierceness and reluctance not to let anyone into the end zone, led by number 24, the great Willie Brown. Willie, how did the defense end up with the nickname the 11 Angry Men?
Well, we came to the field pissed off. We pissed off because they shouldn't even be on the field with us. We knew we had the best team, but we played with an attitude that we kick your ass no matter where you are.
Willie, what message do you have to the entire Raider Nation tonight?
Well, the message, just win, baby.
There they are, Raider Nation, the men who shaped the silver and black as we know it. Get up for them one last time. The 1967 American Football League champion Raiders. It's a privilege to have you men here tonight with us. Once a Raider, always a Raider.